WILL programming is made possible in part by Sinfonia de Camera, presenting The Solar System on Saturday, February 16th at 7:30 p.m. at Cranert. Sinfonia takes off with Mio's La Creation du Monde, hosts The Planets, and Matthew's Pluto the Renewer. More information is available at 333-6280.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Let's go right on out and look at how futures are trading. These are the composite numbers. In Kansas City, March wheat, 785.5, down 3.25. July, 805.25, down 3. March wheat in Chicago, 733.25, down 8.25. July, 743.75, down 7. March corn, 697.25, down 5. July, 686, down 6. December, 557.75, down 1. March soybeans, 1424.25, down 7.25. July, 1401.75, down 5.25. November, 1271.25, it's up 2.75. March soybean meal, 411.60, down 140. March soybean oil, 5104, down 20 cents. February live cattle, 126.35, down 52.5. March feeder cattle, 143.27.5, down 152.5. And February lean hogs are 87 even, and they are up 10 cents. Want to avoid the long registration lines at our 24th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting? Call 217-333-7300 and order your tickets now for the March 5th event at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. They're $25, along with a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. You'll hear special presentations on farmland values for 2013, diversifying your operations with livestock, the changing nature of the southern U.S. farm, and, of course, our money-making soybean, corn, and cash grain panels. Call 217-333-7300 with your major credit card, and we'll mail your tickets right out to you. The day of the event, walk in through our VIP entrance. And joining us on the phone now to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave. What a beautiful day it is.
It is a gorgeous, simply gorgeous, shiny day today. And but if you look at the futures board, the air slowly leaks out of the tires, even as we speak.
It is, Dave. I mean, we're seeing two things. We're seeing money leak out of the commodities and back over to the stock market, and that, of course, is causing some problems as we go along. We've seen quite a bit of liquidation over the last 6-7 days in this corn market. This is the longest losing streak we've seen since March 2010. The funds unloaded close to 45,000 contracts that are long positioned the last few days that way. So, and unfortunately, we're not sitting on real solid support yet.
So what has changed in the funds' thinking that has got them so bared up?
Well, I think there's a couple things. I mean, basically, the government report held that South America didn't lose any production overall. We gained in Brazil and lost in Argentina, but held at a steady number there. We already see a great number of ships lining up there wanting to buy South American corn and beans. And we look at a very good and extremely record type crop coming out of South America, and it looks that like we'll sort of turn off our export spigot, at least on the beans, here coming up soon as their harvest progresses.
And you also mentioned that we haven't found a place of support in the corn market. Looking at the front month right now in the March, it really looks to me like you can go to 677 very easily.
You know, that would be the right case. 678 is a push below that would allow the Bears to post a new low for 2013, which seems to be their objective for right now. And it seems like when the large funds and big traders get something in mind, they sort of push towards it and seem to accomplish their goal.
Now, when I talk to Dan Zwicker, he likes to talk about the cardinal crosses, golden crosses, and usually he's referencing the 100-day moving average and the 50-day moving average. We did get a cross today. We got a 50-day, 25-day cross. Do you put much emphasis on these crosses at all as you read the marketplace?
I think we have put more emphasis on them now than we used to, Dave. Unfortunately, many of our computer-controlled programming traders are looking at those things, and those do seem to be more influential today than they were two, 3 years ago.
I guess I'm wondering if a 25-50 is as meaningful as a 5100 as a leading indicator.
No, it isn't. I mean, the 5100 and the 200-day moving averages hit a lot bigger, and some of those programs are heavier weighted.
So that's the story on the technicals in corn. When you look at the technicals in soybeans, what are you seeing?
They don't look a whole lot more promising than the corn. The new crop beans are an absolute technical nightmare, Dave. You know, we're hoping we can find some support around this 1255, 1260 area. But if that doesn't hold, then we might take a move back to the late July lows at 1225. And then possibly down to the 1140 could be tested, which you know, those are not numbers we're hoping to go to, but they are numbers that if you look at the charts, they're there to pop up.
Yeah. In other words, you're saying potentially that now what is a triple bottom not holding, yes?
Well, we would hope that the triple bottom does hold, yes.
Yeah. And if it were to hold, I guess we would, try the mid-range point of this trading range that we've been in all the way back to October of last year, and maybe we could find something in the 1296 area?
Yeah, that would, you know, if we could get back or approach close to $13, well, we would probably be somewhat aggressive on selling a little bit more new crop corn. New crop corn and beans.
So with the air out of the tires and the risk to the downside, and for producers who probably haven't done a whole lot of new crop marketings yet, what are you telling them?
That is the $69 million question.
Oh, I'm glad I asked the right one.
You asked the right question. I'm not sure I have the right answer. At these points in time, I think that we have to see if we can stabilize a little bit here, and hopefully something will come along. You know, two or three of the news wires that we've been watching has been telling us that they've conferred with their three top long-term weathermen, and they got three different answers. You know, we started out last year.
Did they talk to Ed Kieser, I wonder?
He didn't name the forecasters, but it should have been Ed, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Our old buddy.
So the three different answers, what are you
referring to? Basically was, we're going to get rain, we're going to turn a little wetter in some of the areas, and we should have a good crop. We're going to stay dry and get drier, and it's going to get very hot, and one's got a semi-normal one. So basically three totally different weather forecasts from some of the great long-range forecasters. I think that's one of the things as we look at. We do know that Owen Taylor's in that 148 bracket for looking at the corn crop, and we know that the long-term USDA outlook there they was using the 163.5 mark.
Yep.
So, you know, and they're using the 97-type number where Inform is using the 99. So
the answer to the question is nobody has a clue.
The answer is we know that there's going to be a large acreage planted.
We know that, right?
We just have no idea what is going on as to, you know, what the yields could be because we are very, very unintune with what the weather's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a heck of a market to try to protect your investment against, I guess.
You know, that's where there are a lot of the people that are wanting to price a lower percentage, and then they're going to want to use options for some of the rest or else protect with a put or a call. And, you know, we're seeing more and more and more of that having to be used to not get totally out of whack, Dave.
Thank you, Wayne. Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, March wheat in Kansas City, 782.75 down 6. March wheat in Chicago, 733.25 down 8.25. March corn, 696.5 down 5.75. July, 686 down 6. December, 559 up 0.25. March soybeans, 1424 down 7.5. July, 1401.25 down 5.75. November, 1271 up 2.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.